Holding my newborn granddaughter, gazing down at her as she sleeps, I study her closely, mapping her with my hands and my eyes, just as I did with her mother, my firstborn child, just as I did with each of my children. Cradling her in my left arm, instinctively holding her close, pressed against my heart, I trace the curves and folds of her ear with my fingertip. It is as tiny and perfect as a seashell. With my hand, I follow the already discernible swirl of her down-like hair as it wreathes her head. I take her hand in mine, marveling at the strength of her grip, aware that each tiny finger is already marked with her unique signature. I rest one soft, wrinkled foot in my palm, imagining the steps it will take as she walks into the future. I fold into her, putting my face against her skin and breathing in the heady perfume of a sleeping newborn. I am lost in this child, just as I was with her mother, just as I was with each of my children. Most of us would, if asked, describe ourselves as ordinary. But the truth is, if we stop to think about it, there is no such thing as an ordinary human being. Even beyond temperament and personality, each of us comes into this world extraordinary in countless physical characteristics, in the flecks of color in our eyes, in the way our brow furrows or our smile curves, in the imprint of each foot as we stride. Sculpted around a ladder of bones, draped in soft skin, we are unique and individual, unlike any other living creature. We arrive complete, an exquisite production of the complex and mysterious cellular shuffle that takes place at conception. But somewhere along the road, most of us forget this. We lose sight of the fact as we swirl in the crowd of humanity, a snowflake in the blizzard, that each one of us is one of a kind and like no other. Oh, we all secretly know it about the children we've created. We marvel at them even as they grow up. But we forget that we are all so wonderful. Perhaps this is why new babies capture and claim us. It goes beyond love, beyond pride and a sense of fulfillment. When we reach out and take a newborn, when we bring a child close and look down on the miracle, we are reminded that each of us comes into this world and leaves it as a rare and beautiful thing.